The selections you're about to hear are taken from The Sound of Literature, four albums of recordings designed for classroom use with the Houghton Mifflin Literature Series. Each album records selections from one volume in the series, and each bears the name of the volume it accompanies: Values in Literature, Insights into Literature, American Literature, and English Literature. These recordings reflect the quality and the variety of literature contained in the Houghton Mifflin Literature Series, including poems, short stories, essays, and drama. All four albums are produced by Cadman Records, the foremost producer of recordings of the spoken word. For this task, Cadman has drawn upon its rich store of readings of the best literature and its long experience in obtaining the best readers and in matching the appropriate reader with the appropriate work. In these albums, you will hear poets reading their own works, and other selections read by leading actors and actresses who bring to their readings a wide and varied theatrical experience. The Sound of Literature combines the skill and experience of Cadman with the editorial judgment of the editors of the Houghton Mifflin Literature Series and the advice and counsel of a distinguished board of literary advisors consisting of Mary Ellen Chase, Mark Van Doren, Mark Shorer, and David Daches. Mark Van Doren, an eminent teacher and prize-winning author, provides a commentary in all four albums on the selections. Listen first to Mark Van Doren as he introduces the short story in Insights into Literature.
My name is Mark Van Doren. The readings that follow from Insights into Literature will let you share one of man's oldest pleasures. Long before movies and television, before radio, even before books as we know them, literature was presented solely through the spoken word. People have always tried to express their emotions aloud. Some of these expressions have taken the form of lyric poems, while others have been shaped into stories. Strange as it may seem today, the earliest stories were usually composed in verse rather than in prose. Since a tale told well in rhyme could be remembered word for word and passed on to others more easily. Even now, because poetry appeals to the ear as well as the eye, qualities we might otherwise miss are revealed when we listen to verse. Prose, too, may reveal unexpected values when read aloud. Even though the prose tale became popular after the invention of printing and is therefore a much later development than the story told in verse, in fact, some people contend that the prose short story, as we understand it, was devised as late as the 19th century, principally through the theory and practice of the American writer Edgar Allan Poe. Poe felt that every detail in a short story should be aimed at creating a single overpowering effect. His story, The Cask of Amontillado, is a good illustration of this theory. Notice how every sentence adds a further twist to the horror of the initial situation, and how Poe admits no detail that might diminish that horror.